Our news in Washington. I'm Jack Spear. President Obama traveled to Dallas to attend a couple of fundraisers for Democratic senators today, and beforehand he met with some of the volunteers who were helping sign people up for health insurance. In a city with more than a million people who lack health benefits, the president said it's important coverage be made available to those individuals.
This task is especially challenging here in the great Lone Star State. But I think that all of you understand that there's no state that actually needs this more than Texas.
Still, it was clear from the signs along the road as the president's motorcade passed, not everyone was in agreement. Obama passed signs saying liar and no Obamacare. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius had another rough day on Capitol Hill today as she testified before the Senate Finance Committee about the rollout of healthcare.gov. NPR's Brackton Booker reports lawmakers are demanding she be held accountable.
Secretary Sebelius again vowed that steps are being taken to fix the government's healthcare website. But when asked how many items need fixing, she couldn't quite put a figure on it.
I would say there are a couple of hundred functional fixes that have been identified.
Republican Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas wasn't satisfied and said Sebelius's main goal should have been the security of Americans signing up for health care.
You have said America should hold you for accountable, which is why today, Madam Secretary, I repeat my request for you to resign.
The first enrollment figures for the exchanges are due out next week. Sebelius says she expects those numbers to be quite low. Brackton Booker, NPR News, Washington.
Palestinian officials are not yet commenting on new test results showing former Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat may have been poisoned before he died in 2004. Arafat's widow says the evidence makes clear he was deliberately killed. NPR's Emily Harris says more.
The Palestinian Committee investigating Arafat's death has copies of Swiss and Russian lab tests done on Arafat's remains. But the committee head says Palestinian officials will draw no conclusions until they examine all the evidence. Arafat's body was exhumed last year after tests of some personal items found traces of the deadly radioactive substance polonium-210. Now, new Swiss tests found high levels of the poison in fragments of his bones and other tissue. The lab said the results moderately support the poisoning theory. Many Palestinians have long believed that Israeli agents killed Arafat. Israel has long denied the accusation. Officials have now repeated denials. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
On Wall Street, back into record territory, at least for blue chips today. The Dow was up 128 points to close at 15,746. The S&P 500 rose 7 points. This is NPR. The Senate has signed off on a Republican-backed change in a bill that would outlaw discrimination against gays in the workplace. By a voice vote, the Senate approving the amendment that would prevent federal, state, and local governments from retaliating against religious groups that are exempt under the law. The vote is expected to set the stage for passage of the bill. The measure bans discrimination in the workplace against gays, bisexual, and transgender Americans. A senior Obama administration official says nuclear negotiators expect a first step from Iran that halts its nuclear program while a comprehensive agreement is negotiated. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Geneva that 2 days of talks get underway Thursday.
Not long after Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told a French channel that a nuclear agreement could be struck this week, negotiators prepared to put that assertion to the test. A senior American official tells reporters in Geneva that the first step must address Iran's capacity to enrich uranium and the size of its existing stockpile, and how any suspensions would be monitored and verified. Then there would be confidence that the two sides have time to negotiate a final agreement. The official also says while international sanctions were key to bringing Iran to the table, new sanctions now would be harmful and could undermine the talks at a crucial time. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Geneva.
In the wake of a meteor explosion over a Russian city last year, scientists now say the threat of space rocks smashing into Earth may be greater than initially believed. Scientists say the meteor that over the city of Chelyabinsk was about 60 feet across and exploded with the power of 40 atomic bombs. The resulting shockwave from the blast broke windows and injured more than 1,600 people. Scientists said such close encounters with meteors were only likely once every 150 years, but have now upped that to once every 30 years. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.